Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Guy Grimsley from Oxford Operatic Society. Hi, Guy.
Hi.
So, Oxford Operatic Society are putting on Sunset Boulevard. What's it all about?
Sunset Boulevard is an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical. Probably not one of his biggest known musicals, most famous names, but it's a fantastic show. So what's it all about? It's about a silent movie star, Norma Desmond, who was huge in her day and has fallen upon hard times. When talkies came in, she lost her stardom and she meets a character called Joe and sees him maybe as a way back into Hollywood and back into the movie business. And there's then sort of lots of game playing between them, lots of manipulation, ending up in quite a big dramatic finale. It's a fantastic show. The music is some of Andrew Lloyd Webber's best. There are lots of people who don't like Andrew Lloyd Webber, but if anything, this is his least Andrew Lloyd Webber music. It's really complicated. The music is phenomenally difficult, and it's more like, in some ways, Sondheim than it is your standard Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm surprised the story has been put into a musical rather than an opera.
There's a story about, I think it was the person who originally made it into a film, Billy Wilder, and he said at the time, the only way this can be set to music is as an opera. And so I think lots of composers then took that as a challenge, and lots of composers did try to make it into a musical. So allegedly people like Sondheim tried, gave it a go, but Andrew Lloyd Webber got there and got there first and actually made a success of it. So you're right, it is a very operatic storyline. It's sort of very heightened drama. It's maybe a little bit gothic. It's quite dark, lots of heightened emotion. So it could very well have been an opera. And I think if you listen to it, there are elements of operatic music into it. The musical director describes some of the themes in the music as quite Wagnerian. Yeah, so it's a fantastic piece. Not an opera.
And who do you play?
So I play a character called Joe, Joseph Gillis, who is a writer, Hollywood writer, who has fallen on, or falling on, hard times. And he, through various plot devices, ends up meeting Norma Desmond, and their lives then become quite entwined.
Now, just from researching Sunset Boulevard, I don't think Joe's the most likeable of characters. How do you interpret his character?
I think that's fair. I think he's egotistical. He's manipulative. He's a little bit desperate. And I think he's on sort of the lookout for sort of the fast buck, quick ways to success. It's interesting, though, because although, yeah, he's not particularly likable, actually Norma mirrors him. So she has very similar traits. She's very egotistical. She's enormously manipulative. And the pair of them working together is quite interesting. That's not to say that everyone in the show is unlikable. There are some very likable characters. But the key two are sort of playing this game with each other. And I think it makes for quite an interesting relationship.
How does Joe relate to other characters you played in the past?
We have a bit of a joke in the society because I look quite a lot younger than I actually am. So I generally play 17-year-olds or teenagers. So on one level, Joe is a part that is age-appropriate for me, so that's quite nice to actually be my own age. He is a much more sophisticated but also real character than most of the others I've probably played in the past. So parts I've played in Sweeney Todd or musicals like The Drowsy Chaperone, they are super heightened reality, so the characters are real caricatures, they're real pastiche sort of characters, or there is something wrong with them, so they have a character trait, so they're maybe a bit simple, or something is up with them, whereas Joe is the fully rounded person, a grown-up person, and I think that's quite an interesting thing to play.
Do you have a favourite scene to perform in, or a favourite number?
By far and away, my favourite scene is the final 10-15 minutes of the whole show, which I'm not going to give anything away about, but it is where all the emotion comes to a pinnacle and a lot of the characters' stories are resolved at that time. It's very dramatic. The music at that point is phenomenal. The emotion is running high and I love performing it. My heart is racing and I'm breathing really hard. I just get so excited by this part of the show. So I adore that bit. But also, there's a moment of pure instrumental music early in Act One where just the whole orchestra, who are sounding fantastic, they come together and the sound they make is amazing. I mean, the orchestra are playing through basically the entire show. Most of it is either sung or underscored. so they've got an awfully hard job to do, but some of the music they get to play is absolutely beautiful.
If you could play any other part in the musical, who would you want to play?
There's absolutely no doubt. If it was allowed, I would play Norma Desmond. She is... I think she could be done as a drag part. She's an amazing character. She's iconic in musical theatre. I mean, Glenn Close played her most famously. She is an absolute legend. Her songs are amazing. She has astonishingly good music. Her character is so crazy and so out of this world. And our Norma is played by Suzanne Hodgson. And the shapes you get to make and the costumes you get to wear and the makeup, everything about that character is amazing. So if it were allowed, presumably I'd have to be a woman, I would love to play Norma Desmond.
She does seem like a very cool part to play.
Amazing part to play.
Great. And do you think there's any way in which Sunset Boulevard is, I guess, relatable to a modern audience? Do you think anything that can be drawn from it?
I think there are definite parallels. In the same way that The Artist, the silent film that was out a couple of years ago, I think modern audiences could connect with the story of the silent movie star who's lost his way. Exactly the same is the case with Norma Desmond. So all of the... I suppose the themes about things like X Factor of people striving to become famous, they get their 5 minutes of fame and then they're lost. They're just cast out by show business. The emotional damage that causes them and the trauma they feel about not having that status that they felt they once had and that they still deserve, all of that is still really relevant. And Norma feels that really passionately. And Joe does as well, although I think his fame, his star, was never quite as big as Norma's. He feels that he's being cast out by Hollywood before his time. So yeah, on that level, it's definitely relatable. And that's one of the things that Glenn Young, who has directed our show, he has felt that quite strongly, and that's one of the things that he's pulled out in his director's notes in the programme. That was one of his sort of philosophies, maybe, about when he was putting the piece together.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I've noticed recently that quite a few opera companies are turning their hands to musical theatre. Do you think this is a new trend?
I don't know if it's new, but it certainly makes a lot of sense to me that they do that. So I don't suppose that the Welsh National Opera would be touring something like Hello Dolly, for example, but Sweeney Todd makes a lot of sense for them to do because the music is very operatic, just in the way it was written and the orchestration, the heightened story to it, just the nature of what they're trying to tell on stage and through the music is very operatic. So there are musical theatre stories that fit opera companies really, really well. And I think Sweeney Todd is one. I mentioned that because obviously Welsh National Opera have been through Oxford recently with that. But, you know, Sunset Boulevard also. I think that's the English National Opera are putting on a version of that with Glenn Close.
Wow.
Next year. It's super topical. And I suppose there's an artistic reason for it, which is that the music actually fits them and the operatic voice is perfect for the parts that are in those shows. But also some of those shows have as much pull, I suppose, from an audience point of view, that you're going to sell some tickets. And if you're touring as an opera company, that's probably what your goal is. So if you mix it as part of a programme with some of the other more classical opera pieces, it means you get to do a fantastic varied repertoire, you get your stuff out to a wider audience because you're appealing to different audiences, and presumably sell more tickets. So I guess that's why they're doing it, I don't know, but... It makes perfect sense to me.
It does make a lot of sense, yeah, because quite a lot of people, I think, are intimidated at the thought of watching an opera, but less so about watching a musical.
Yeah.
Cool. Is this the first musical that Oxford Operatic Society have done?
No. So we've actually done quite a lot. So we're called Oxford Operatic Society, but we actually do a lot of musical theatre and have done for decades. Next year is our 70th anniversary. And across that time, I would say most of the stuff we have done overall would be classed as musical theatre rather than opera. I've done the last 9 shows. Only one of those was an opera, and that was Carmen. But all the others have been musical theatre. And that's how we attract new members, because actually we're doing big-name shows that are accessible to the Oxfordshire audience, to people who want to come and sing and perform in them.
So you say that you're attracting more people to come along and join them. How can people get involved?
So we hold membership auditions twice a year. You have to audition to be a member, so that means you have to prepare a song and sing that. You will be taught a very short, very easy dance, And certainly when I auditioned, I had to do a little bit of script reading and then sort of sort of acting as well in front of a small audition panel. And we hold those days, evenings, twice a year, usually the week after our shows. So the next round of auditions is the 17th of November. And if you look on our website, you can email our membership secretary who can book you an audition slot.
Brilliant. And finally, what's next for you and what's next for Oxford Operatic Society?
So what's next for me specifically? I can't quite see past Sunset Boulevard right now, but after Sunset Boulevard, what I'm doing is a comedy play at the old fire station with a local group called BMH.
What's that stand for?
It's the initials of the three founders.
Okay.
And one of the founders, Ed Blagrove, is directing a play called The Flint Street Nativity.
Oh, we've got this on our events listing. So it looks great.
Fantastic. Yeah, it should be. We did the script read through a couple of weeks, and even just reading it, it was an enormously funny piece. So yeah, very excited to get stuck into that. That will be a real challenge because we're all playing kids and having to interact with each other as kids.
Yeah.
So that will be a really exciting thing. And it's short and it's funny and it's Christmassy. So it's perfect for the run-up into the end of the year. So that's what's for me. But then for the society beyond Sunset Boulevard, in May next year, we have got our 70th anniversary gala. So we'll have 2 days in May where we'll be performing a wide repertoire of pieces from our 70-year history. So we will be performing from the very first show that we ever performed, and then we'll bring it up to modern day, and there'll be lots of singing, obviously lots of dancing. It will be a big celebration of our 70-year history. Really excited about that. And then in November next year, we'll be performing Oliver.
Ooh.
At the New Theatre. So fantastic opportunity, great show. Again, a good time for it. I think Oliver in November sort of seems to make sense. And we also have some Christmas concerts this year as well, which are in December. But they will be a fantastic mix of carols. But there'll also be some of the more unusual pieces of Christmas music. So, for example, I think there will be some pieces from the musical Elf.
Oh, excellent.
Which certainly there were in last year's repertoire, and I'm sure we'll be rolling those out again this year. Just to bring us some new and different music, not just the standard fantastic carols.
Fantastic. Thanks, Guy.
Thank you.